At the very end of the parasha, Moshe Beinu is informed about the six Ari Miklat, the six cities of refuge. These were cities that served as safe havens for those who had accidentally murdered. These murderers needed protection from the victim's family, because the victim's family may be seeking vengeance. And so the Torah provides them with protection and a fair chance to start anew. Now, in addition to these six Ari Miklat, there were another 42 cities called Ari Levim, the cities of the Levim. These cities served also as cities of refuge, but with the following important difference. You see, the six Ari Miklat protected the offenders, whether or not he was aware that he was in such an Ari Miklat. In other words, if the murderer chanced upon one of these six Ari Miklat, not knowing it was one of the Ari Miklat, it would still protect him. It would protect him regardless of him being aware or not of it being an Ari Miklat. On the other hand, the Ari Levim only protected the murderer if he was aware that he was in such a city. If for some reason he was unaware that he was in the city that was one of the Ari Levim, he would not be protected. And in that case, the family knew that the Rotzeach was unaware, they could carry out their vengeance and kill the murderer. So what's the difference between these six and the 42? Being aware of the city, not being aware of the city. And so the Shem Shmuel, and among many of the other Sifrei Chassidus, expound on this din and draw a fascinating parallel to reciting Kriyat Shema. They note that the first pasuk of Shema contains six words. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And these six words correspond to the six Ari Miklat, the six cities of refuge. The rest of the paragraph of Shema, V'hafta Eis Hashem Elokecha, all of that contains 42 words. And those words correspond to the 42 cities of the Levim. So what's the significance of the parallel? Very interesting parallel. But what's the connection of Shema and the Ari Miklat? So the Shem Yishmuel explains that there are two ways one could do tshuva. One way is through strengthening his emunah, her emunah, in Hashem, and solidifying one's belief that Eino Melvato, there's nothing aside from Hashem, just strengthening belief emunah. That's one type of tshuva. And the second form of tshuva is by increasing our love for Hashem. To show how much the ahava is, the care, the affection, to build a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch. And both are effective, yet each are very different. The six cities of refuge and the six words of Shema represent blind faith in Hashem. It doesn't require an increase of knowledge or awareness. The idea is just focusing internally that nothing matters except for Hashem. Ein od milvado. To believe in Hashem is not dependent on knowledge, understanding, because you can't really understand Hashem. Emunah is just trust in Hashem. You trust Hashem, you close your eyes and say, I know Hashem exists, I know Hashem runs the world, I know Hashem controls the world. That's the essence of the six cities Ari Miklat. That's the essence of the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. It's all about Emunah. He is the only one. It's predicated on belief and trust, not knowledge. We can't really know Hashem. We must simply believe in His existence and that He runs the world. And for this reason, since it doesn't depend on knowledge, the Pasuk Shema, Emunah, doesn't depend on knowledge or awareness, the six cities of refuge provide protection regardless of His awareness. Knowledge is not a factor. If a Rotzeach chances upon one of the Ari Miklat, even though he doesn't know, it still provides that protection. It's all about Emunah. The other 42 cities, on the other hand, and the remaining 42 words of a Ve'ahavta represent the path of tshuva based on love, based on ava, based on affection. To love someone, you must understand them. You get married to your spouse, you think you love them, but as life goes on, and as marriage continues, you know them even more. You know them even better, and that creates more love. That's why the word v'yada, when it says that yada Adam es Chava, he knew Chava, is referring to a relationship. It's a reference to relations. Deya das, awareness and love go hand in hand. The more you understand the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the more you comprehend the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and the more you recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the greater your love for him. The cities of Levim were filled with love. Levim were the master musicians and singers. They brought a spirit of love and warmth, an environment of happiness and joy. The atmosphere fostered great love. It fostered great appreciation and great awareness of the incredible things HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for each one of us every single day. For this reason, the cities of Levim only provided safety for those who were aware it was one of the cities of refuge. The six cities of refuge were divided with three in Eretz Yisrael and three in Eva Yarden. The Ohev Yisrael, on Parsha B'Shalach, explains that the three names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Pasuk Shema correspond to the cities of refuge in Eretz Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The three words of Hashem's name are the three cities of refuge, the three Ari Miklat in Eretz Yisrael proper. While the other three words, Shema Yisrael and Echad, correspond to the three cities of refuge outside of Eretz Yisrael, Eivar Yarden. And this is based on the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuf Yud, that he who lives outside of the land of Israel is as if he has no God. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a God, there's Hashem, there's Ribono Sha'olam. Those are the words Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, the three cities of refuge. And while the cities of refuge and the cities of Levim, the Ari Miklat, the Ari Levim, served as an asylum in a physical sense, the Parshas Hashema serves as a spiritual safe haven. When a person does wrong, when a person feels guilt and remorse, Shema is our place of escape. Shema gives us comfort. It reminds us that we can do tshuva. It reminds us to strengthen our belief and our love for the Ribono Shalom, both the Emuna and the Ava, the awareness through Ava and the unawareness through Emuna. Hashem is always waiting with open arms for us to return. As we enter into the month of Av, and we sadly continue the mourning of the Beis HaMikdash, let's remind ourselves to do tshuva and bring Mashiach, M'hira, Yameinu, Amen, V'Amen.